Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on?
I don't know. Things happen on their own, don't they? Oh, I think your phone is better.
So there's so let me tell you what happened coming back from Queens yesterday.
Jesus, MTA going your way?
Yeah, so here's the thing. I'm in the van coming back from Queens. We're doing relief work down in Queens in Breezy Point.
Yeah, so you were you worked yesterday Saturday?
Yeah, so I work. Mm-hmm. I was working. I'm bringing this volunteer back, some like 50-something-year-old Jamaican guy from New Rochelle.
Right, and this is
he's with me. He just
the clearly just marked that Babbitt's a banality.
Yes, clearly marked van. So normally I have an easy pass in the van. One of my asshole coworkers took it out of the van without telling me. So I'm going through the easy pass lane on the Whitestone Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Whitestone Bridge, they have an arm that comes down and doesn't let you go unless the easy pass
right.
goes through. So obviously I don't have the easy pass, so I'm like, fuck. What am I supposed to do? So this little shithead white cop comes out, fucking little MTA asshole. And he's like, oh, how much is your, he's like, how much is your, he's like, license and registration. It's not the van I usually drive, no registration. Just, they don't keep it in the van for some reason. Hold on a sec. Fucking faggot is fighting with his girlfriend again. Anyway, so he comes out and he's like, license, registration, no registration. So he's like, how much does the van weigh? I was like, I don't know, man. It's the total of $650. I paid the toll before. It's always been $650, like always. Mm-hmm. So he's like, we're going to have to charge you the full price because it's a truck, which is $13. I have no cash on me. The guy next to me has $10. That's not enough because the toll is $13 for a truck, which is not a truck.
It's a van, isn't it?
It's a van. Yes, it's a fucking van.
Wow, what an asshole.
No, it gets better. It gets 10 times better. So this cop is like, well, here's what you got to do. You have to go back across the bridge into Queens and get money. And I'm like, are you serious? He's like, yeah, I'm going to keep your license. And what you do is you get off at the first exit and you come back around on the other way and pick up your license, and then you got to go back across the bridge. He's like, if you don't pick up your license, you get two summons. We're going to send two summons out in your name for your arrest. And I'm like, you have my license. I'm coming back to get my license. So he gives me shit, and I'm like, fuck it. So I go, and I do the turnaround. I get off the first exit. I come back around. There's a fucking huge line for the cash line. I'm like, you know, I'm just picking up my license. I'll go through the easy pass line. Some black cop comes out while I'm stopped at the easy pass and starts giving me shit for being in the easy pass lane. I'm like, look, I'm just here to pick up my license. You know, the cop told me to come back around. He didn't tell me which particular booth to go through. He just told me to come pick up my license. I have to now go back across the bridge into Queens to get my license, to get money, and then pay the toll so I can come back across the bridge a third time and go home. So he starts giving me, he's like, do you have an easy pass? I'm like, normally I do. That's how this problem started in the first place, because I get to the easy pass thing and realize I didn't have it because somebody had taken it out of the van without telling me. Otherwise, it would have opened.
So you were on the other side going through the easy pass?
So now I'm on the other side going through the easy pass. So, you know, so I tried going through the easy pass the first time. Obviously, it didn't work. So in order to, I wasn't paying the toll the second time. I just needed to pick up my fucking license to go back across the bridge. So I go across the bridge. So I'm trying to get through the easy pass to go across the bridge. I need my license first. This black cop is like, do you have an, and he's talking to me like I'm a fucking idiot. He's like, do you have an Easy Pass? I said, no, I don't have an, obviously. He's like, so you don't have an Easy Pass? No, why are you in the Easy Pass lane? It doesn't make any sense for you to come there. Why don't you go in the cash lane? I'm like, because he didn't tell me to go in the cash lane. And the cash lane, there's like a half an hour wait for the cash lane. I'm just trying to pick up my license so I can now get stuck in traffic coming back the other way. Because you guys can't just let me pay the $650 toll that I've paid before, that I have a receipt that I've paid $650 for this vehicle for. He starts fucking cursing at me, screaming and cursing at me, the black guy.
Yeah.
Yep. So he's screaming and cursing at me, and I'm like, what? That, I was like, hold on a second here. I was like, you don't talk to me like that. I'm a citizen. I know my rights. And he's like, you're not, fuck you. You're not letting me fucking finish. And at this point, like, I realize that the guy is losing his shit, and most likely he's going to pull me out of the van and start kicking my ass. If I was black, dude, it was over. It was fucking over. If I was a black guy, fucking forget it. Like, people ask me why, as a white guy, I hate cops. This motherfucker is why I hate cops. Because they have control over everything you do. They can hold your time, your money, and your life hostage until they fucking feel like it. So he starts screaming, and finally,
fucking dick who was probably a jock in high school fucking with people to begin with.
And the little white cop was a prick, too. He was a prick, too, because, I mean, I'm working all day fucking trying to fix this city. The first cop, both cops were assholes.
Of course they are, honey. They're
now, it gets better. And I said to the black guy, I was like, there's a little white cop that has my license. I'm just trying to pick up my license so I can go back and get some money. So this guy's cursing at me. He's getting increasingly agitated. And finally I said to him, I was like, look, I was like, you're on camera right now. Like, all this stuff is being recorded. I don't even know if that's true, but, you know, I was like, all this stuff is being recorded. You see the name on the van? You see what it says? We're an international charity organization. You want to do stuff like this, you're going to cause a political incident. Like, I said everything that I could to calm this guy to fuck down without kowtowing to him.
Mm.
Like, you know? And finally I realized, I was like, I need to get this guy's supervisor. Like, I can't, yeah, I just, because then he started to calm down when he realized that he was being watched, you know, when he realized that he was fucking with the wrong people. He's like, well, I'm just trying to talk to you, and you're talking over me. I was like, no, I'm not talking to you at all anymore. Like, you're done. I'm done talking to you. You get me a supervisor. You go get your, blah, blah, blah. I was like, I don't care what you have to say. You don't sit there and curse at me. I'm a fucking citizen. I know my rights. You don't get to sit there and talk to me like that, especially when the reason that I'm doing this is your problem in the first place. Like, you guys can't just let me pay the $650 fucking toll that I've already paid several times before going down here. You guys want to create a problem. Nobody else asked me for my license and registration when I go through a fucking toll booth in a van. Nobody does that shit. I pay the $650, or if they decide that I have to pay $13, I'll pay the fucking $13. That's never happened before. But they can't even write you a bill because they don't do that for commercial vehicles. So they wouldn't even do that. So the guy gets a supervisor to come over. And the supervisor was a nice guy. He didn't do shit. And I told him, and meanwhile, the little white cop shows up, and the black cop starts saying to him, oh, here's the little white cop. Here's the little white, like, he's trying to juice up the little white cop to get him pissed off at me for saying that he was a little white cop. So the little white cop hands me a fucking ticket for not obeying traffic signals, which means that I went through the Easy Pass lane without an Easy Pass. That's what he gave me a ticket for. It's $130 for that shit. And I'm like, I told the supervisor, I'm like, I'm filing a complaint. Like, what? Well, I'll speak to them, but I was like, no, it doesn't. Like, you can speak. What's that going to do? Like, you're not going to reprimand them. You know, neither one of these cops was being particular. They're both assholes. And I said to the guy, and I was full of shit when I said this, but I was like, you know, this part is true. I'm like, we're down and we're trying to help your city get back on its feet after it got destroyed by a goddamn hurricane. We're down there trying to do that. I'm sacrificing my time. It's supposed to be my day off. It was supposed to be my day off yesterday because I didn't get Friday off. was supposed to get Thursday and Friday off. So I worked Friday and Saturday. And I'm like, I'm trying to go, I'm doing God's work. And I threw that shit at the supervisor. I'm like, I'm doing God's work to try to help people out. You know, all I do is help people for a living. Like, that's my job, is to help people. And I come back up here and I'm trying to go home. And you guys are giving me a hard time. And then you got this guy who's cursing at me and making me think that he's gonna start beating me. Like, he was getting in my face. And meanwhile, this poor volunteer is just, look, like, the whole time he's like, why are they acting like this? I don't understand why they're acting like this.
He's black, isn't he?
Yeah, like, he's fucking Jamaican, man.
Jesus, well, he should know. Stop asking stupid questions, my man. You know why. Jesus.
Right.
Don't exacerbate the fucking situation.
I mean, it just, like, it went from bad to worse. I mean, everything was okay up until I tried to go back through the fucking toll.
Jesus Christ.
And this guy, now I have to fight this ticket in Queens. And the worst part about all this shit is that the little white cop who handed me the ticket, he handed it to me after I had gone and started talking to the supervisor. So it was a vindictive little shit thing for him to do. He didn't do that because he had to. He did that because he wanted to. And I'm telling the supervisor, and I'm like, and he sat there and he's cursing at me and screaming in my face, and the white cop's like, that's not true. And I look at him and I was like, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the other guy. I was like, you weren't particularly nice either, but you did not scream and curse. Like, they're just so ready for you to be wrong, man. Like, they're so ready. They have this fucking mentality where it's them against us. The fucking citizens that pay their goddamn fucking salary, it's them against us. When we pay taxes, that's what pays their fucking bills. And they treat us like we're garbage. And the whole time I'm thinking to myself, I'm a white guy, and I'm doing, like, I'm actually doing good things for the fucking community. Imagine, like, a black guy who just has, like, a regular job.
Take up his ass. Baton up his ass.
They would have put a baton up his ass. I mean, like, I've always understood how that shit happens to people.
Mick, I'm sorry.
You and I never liked cops. Like, we've never had love for cops because of shit like this.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. I despise cops, is a more accurate word. Mick, you ever have a problem with cops? Or?
Not to that extent, no.
In cops school?
Oh, Mick, did you hear all that?
I heard most of it. I missed the beginning of it.
Yeah.
But that's some crazy shit. The biggest problem I ever had with a cop, well, I had two incidents with cops, but both were relatively minor. One was that my brother and I were with these two girls in Bronxville, and we got stopped by a cop because we were suspicious looking. This is back in the day, obviously. And the funny thing is, it was a black cop in Bronxville, which is probably the only black cop in Bronxville.
Was he the big bald guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember him.
He stopped us because we were suspicious, and people had been like tagging up train stations. So he was like, he actually like frisked us for like markers to see if we were like, or spray paint to see if we were like tagging up the place. And we're like, are you kidding me, right? And the other time I had an issue was because I actually mouthed off at a cop. This was also back in the day. I was waiting. We were outside my friend's house. Actually, your old apartment building.
Yeah.
And we were out there, we were going, I don't remember where we were going, but this is like, we were like teenagers, we were waiting for like my mom to pick us up. And we were being rowdy and making noise and, you know, being stupid, and I guess a neighbor had complained. So a cop came out, and we were in front of the building, and he told us we had to leave because we were making too much noise, and I was just like, No, we're not going to leave because my mom should be here any minute, so we need to stay here. And he's like, no, you need to leave. And I'm like, no, but we can't leave because my mom's coming in a couple minutes, and if we leave, she's not going to know where to pick us up. You know, this is before the days of, like, cell phones and stuff.
Yeah, obviously.
So he's like, no, I'm telling you, you need to leave. Go to, like, Gramerton Avenue, which is, like, a block over. And I'm like, no, we're not leaving. My mother is coming in a minute. And then he was like, all right, that's it. Get in the car. So I was like, all right, whatever. So I get in the car, and I'm just sitting in the cop car. And, like, literally about – he walks up to the building to find out, you know, because I told him we were at my friend. My friend lives here, blah, blah, blah.
Right, right.
So he starts walking up to the building to find the kid's mom to verify my story. And as he's walking up, my mother, like, drives up and she's like, what the hell are you doing in a cop car?
I hope she fucking gave the cop a piece of her mind. Even though
you were
dumb as hell to be mouthing off to a cop
like that. I was being an asshole, I know. But it's funny because she actually turned out to know the cop. So the cop was like, and the cop literally turns around and was like, oh, well, if you told me, like, this was your mom, I wouldn't have, like, been such a, you know, been so forceful with you. And I was like, oh, really? Is that the way to get out of
you being
accosted by the police? Do you know who my parents are?
To be fair, everybody in the neighborhood knows your mom.
Ooh.
Hey.
That was a good setup, though. I like that one.
That was good.
I'll give you that.
Yeah, that whole story was just for me to make that joke, by the way.
Yeah.
We'll lob it up for each other.
No, but, and look, I've had some run-ins with the cops before, and I've had cops go out of their way to fuck me up, but like, this fucking cop, like, I'll be completely straight. I was fucking scared. And cops do scare me in general, but, like, this guy,
right.
This guy was getting so agitated. Like, he started off on an irrational level. Like, he came over with an attitude to start out with the second cop.
Right.
You know, he came over with a fucking attitude, and I was just like, listen, I'm just here to pick up my license, and there's this small white cop, and that's probably what pissed him off, that I said the other guy was a small white cop.
You referred to him as a small white cop, yeah.
I did refer to him as a small white cop, yep. Because he was a fucking small white cop.
Well, I know, but then the black cop is thinking, okay, what are you going to refer to me as, an angry black cop or whatever?
Yeah, right, with the Jamaican guy sitting right next to me, yeah.
I'm surprised you let a Jamaican guy in your van. That's impressive.
No, the whole reason I had left at that time was to take this volunteer home. Like, what I don't understand is why they feel the need to be such assholes. That I'll never figure that out. They're in a situation where they don't have to be. Yes, exactly.
Total impunity.
And especially like you said, based on what you were driving and stuff, they should have known, you know, what you were doing and what your deal was. And like you said, imagine if it was just some random.
The little honky cop, the sign on the door?
He fucking saw it. He saw it because he opened up the door to look at the weight of the van.
Hmm. Well, you need to point that out. I have no shame in my age, officer. I'm here doing this.
I said that. I didn't say it to the white cop, but I definitely pulled it on the black cop and his black supervisor.
They don't fucking give a shit.
They don't give a shit. They're little better than rent a cops. They're actual police and they carry guns and they can arrest and give you tickets. But they don't. They're not fucking street cops. They don't patrol. They don't deserve any respect whatsoever. I'm sorry.
If anything, gang bangs, gang raping. Of them all,
they're fucking nothing. They're right above security guards on the law enforcement spectrum. They're fucking nothing.
The night that we went to the club, my wife, on the way home, I started talking to Fram about how, thank God I've never gotten a DUI because I was a little tipsy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I fucking jinxed myself, man. I got pulled over by a cop and gave me a ticket for running a red light.
Did he even ask you if you were drinking?
No, he didn't. I was just, you know, respectful and quiet. So it could have been worse, but I was real fucking pissed off, though.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when shit like that happens, I feel like that's when I start to question any atheist tendencies that I have.
Yeah, I know. It's true. I'm like,
damn, I fucking
like
missed
someone, it. Some entity out there was listening to me and said, fuck you, little bastard.
Didn't talk to that. And,
yeah. Oh, you didn't get, you haven't gotten a DUI yet. Well, how about a red light ticket, you faggot?
pretty much. He sounds like, yeah, he's a redneck, abusive entity, whoever he is.
Yeah, no, whoever the entity is, if there's an entity that exists, he's an abusive, vindictive shit.
Speaking of redneck abusive entities, where's Jimmy Joe Bob?
I don't know. I didn't
who cares about that guy? I don't know who he is. I didn't care. He barely added anything to the show at all.
Yeah, I kind of took away from it a little bit.
Just a little bit. But the supervisor, who was very polite, and I did shake his hand because he was calm and collected, you know. But he's also full of shit because I said to him, I was like, the guy gave me this ticket. For what? Why did he told me to come through here? He didn't tell me specifically to go through the easy pass or the cash line. He just told me to come pick up my license on the other side.
That's right. All he said. He didn't say don't go to down this lane or whatever. Yeah.
No, he didn't say anything of that sort. And so the supervisor was like, oh, once it's been issued, it can't be. No, motherfucker, I don't care. Like, you explain that to your supervisor, that there's a ticket that's not there. Don't tell me you can't take the ticket away once it's been issued. It's not entered into a fucking system yet. You just have
right.
to explain why the numbers on your tickets jump one. Like, I don't fucking know this shit. Like, my family's full of cops.
You know.
Fucking asshole. And then so I said I wanted to file a complaint, and he goes and he gets the complaint form. And there's no, like, address or anything to mail it out. And I was like, so if I fill this out now, you're going to take it. And he's like, yeah. I was like, no, that's okay, dude. That's really okay. Like, as soon as he walks away, he's going to tear that shit up. Fucking not, like,
right,
I don't know this shit.
Yeah.
The fuck out. Oh, I'm going to go talk to him. And that's going to do what? You're not going to fuck. What are you going to say to him? But I have both. He did give me both of their names. One of the guys' names is on the ticket, and the other one I wrote down, so... I do have both their names. And I'm filing a fucking complaint. I'm going to fight the shit, and I'm going to file a complaint. And they can both suck my ass.
I will.
Amen.
Dude, like I told my Puerto Rican roommate, he's like, see, man? He's like, now you feel like a minority.
No, that happens all the time.
But this kind of shit has happened to me before with cops. I don't know if it's just because, like, I'm not, I've never in my life driven a fancy car, or if I just don't give off the attitude of, like, of white superiority like most people in Beamers do.
Thank you. That's what it is. I usually bullshit my way out of most tickets, and if not, it's not, you know, come to a screaming match.
You know, I mean, I usually bullshit my way out of most tickets too. You know, I mean, I've gotten pulled over before. Yeah, I mean, if you got to take a shot in the mouth just so you don't have to pay a $200 fine. No, but I once got out of a speeding ticket by telling the cop that I had diarrhea, and like he made me so nervous that I was sweating, so it added to the whole ambiance of diarrhea.
Oh, you know what? There was another time I got fucked up. Fucked around with by a cop.
Was that after the rape?
What?
Was that after the rape?
No, there was no rape involved. But
okay.
we were driving down Route 22, and we got pulled over. Actually, no, we pulled over because we had to pee. So we like randomly decided to like pull over on 22 and pee in some bushes or trees or somewhere, and. This cop pulls us over, and he asked what we were doing, and we were like, oh, nothing, because we didn't want to get, you know, charged.
Blowing each other.
Right. So he's like, so then he separates us. There were three of us. He separates us and starts to talk to us, like, individually. And to, like, get our stories, like we're, like, some kind of crazy, like, on a crazy crime spree or something. And he actually turns to me and he goes, all right, I talked to your buddy, and he told me what's going on, so you can cut the act.
He was really trying to try out the techniques he saw on television.
Yeah, and I'm like, what is this, Law and Order? I'm like, well, I don't know what he told you, because we're not doing anything, so I don't think he told you anything. If that's the way you want to do it. And I said, well, I'm telling you the truth. We're not doing anything. He goes, all right, fine. And, like, he talked to my other friend, and he was like, he couldn't get anything out of her either. And he was just like, all right, you guys can go. But, like, he really tried, like, the fucking, like, the how dumb are
you
tactic.
You know what you should have done, Mick? You should have been like, okay, all right. I should have been straight with you from the get-go. I farted in my hand, and I smelled it. I just didn't want to tell you that because it's embarrassing.
I know. I totally should have, but it was just too comical to me at that moment that he actually tried.
No, of course. Because, no, but see, that's the thing.
Your buddy
dived
you out, so you can cut the act.
But see, the problem that I have is that we're so trained to believe that cops are authority figures from a young age that when they say some shit like that, like me personally in that situation, I would feel at least a split second of guilt. Like, oh, man. Like, what are they saying I did? You know, what are we doing?
Well, you know, it's like the, oh, man, was it Chris Rock? When he said something like he got pulled over one time and the cops had him so scared he had him thinking he stole his own car.
Yeah, exactly. That's what happens, man. That's what happens with the, like, even though I am absolutely a law-abiding citizen, like, I was also raised Catholic, so I have a naturally overdeveloped guilt gland.
Yeah, yeah, I'm with you.
So as soon as a cop pulls me over, like, I'm immediately nervous, immediately.
Yeah, like, what did
it's
I
just,
do?
I can't help it. I can't predict.
Right.
And it's not even just because I feel guilty. It's more because I'm petrified that they're going to somehow manufacture something that I did. Because
right.
They can and have done that shit.
Sure. The Central Park jogger. You guys remember that when we were kids?
Yeah, yeah.
When we got beaten and raped almost to death. And
which one, dude? That happened like 800 times in the last 25 years.
No, the big one called the Central
Park. Yeah, but there was one
Park
mean one, yeah.
Jogger. Yeah. And those guys all went to jail and they confessed and all that. And DNA evidence came along finally. Technology, and it was just one dude who had nothing to do with them, and they got coaxed into confessing. They got confessions beaten out of them.
Wow, man.
15 years in jail for something. And, you know, obviously their reputation annihilated.
Right.
And that was a huge case.
Yeah, it's crazy. Some of them.
Yeah, I know. Like, I've thought for years that Mick was the father of my butt baby, and he's been paying alimony on it. But I had a DNA test a couple of weeks ago. It turns out it's you, Louie. So,
who knew?
Yep. So let's get this cash going.
Five were convicted in 1990. Jesus Christ.
Have you guys?
16 years of their lives.
Well, Louie, do you remember when we got pulled over when we went to the Denny's after playing paintball with Sean in the car?
Yeah, that sounds vaguely familiar. What happened then?
Yeah, they asked, there was something fucked up about that because we were suspicious looking to them because it was two black guys in the car, a Puerto Rican driver and a white guy in a passenger seat. I think he even said something along the lines of like, "What are you guys doing? I think he wanted to search all of it. Didn't he search us?
What were they holding you against? Did they think you were holding you against your will?
I don't. There was something. There was
they're
something that
a white
was like
guy
really
willingly
invasive about it.
Black guys and a Puerto Rican.
Yeah, no, they definitely thought that I was being kidnapped. That's for sure. Yeah. I mean, especially because when Louie pulled over to the side of the road, my head jerked out of his lap.
Oh, sorry, I didn't see you there, officer.
Wouldn't it be great if, like, a cop pulled somebody over, and there was like a head in the driver's lap, and when the cop comes to the window, like the person in the lap just like spits jizz into the cop's face.
Ah, just mouth a little bit. Like, ah,
God, that would be great. I would pay money to see somebody spitting a used load into a cop's mouth as he's asking for license and registration, and then punching him in the face and leaving. What is that called? The jelly donut?
Yeah, I think so.
Giving the cop a secondhand jelly donut and then driving away.
Be like, ah, you'll...
Yeah, that would be great. But like the guy that was with me was so outraged that happened that he actually offered. I mean, when does a black guy offer to go to court for somebody?
Not very often, from what I know.
No, he offered to like go testify in court on my behalf at the hearing for the ticket when I fight it. And I was like, hey, man, thanks. You know, that meant a lot to me because I'm like, here's a black dude, and he's volunteering to go to court. Like, who?
Right.
That never happens.
Was his volunteer service, like, obligatory? Like,
No, that's community service, man.
Yeah, it wasn't community service.
No, it wasn't community service. He's a guy. He works, he's an accountant for Fuji, actually. And he's just in RSL, and his church comes out and volunteers with Habitat like once a year. And, or Babitat, whatever we're calling it.
Right.
And he came down to Queens just to help out because he knew things were pretty fucked up down there.
Jesus. You know what? Sign me up. I won't show up, but sign me up.
Find you a what?
Just sign me up. I'll
sign
be
you
there
up.
As well. Yeah, I will not show up, but you can sign me up.
Dude, you're the biggest charity case that I want to work on at this point. Let's take care of you before we go saving people's lives in Queens.
Yeah.
We have a first world business to help save.
Ooh.
Right.
Call it the second world.
Shit is really bad down there, though, man.
Yeah, I imagine.
You guys should take a drive down there once and just take a look at it, because it's like that area of Queens is like Long Beach Island in Jersey. It's like a small strip of beach.
How's that going today? Everybody looked fine. There were birds are chirping, people laughing. So
yeah,
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Children are skipping, I'm sure.
Yeah, pretty much. Businesses were open. I don't know what the hubbub is about.
Or maybe you didn't go to the right spot. There's like, once you cross over into like the beach area of Queens, there's like three or four more islands or whatever that are part of it.
Yeah.
And like towards the end where it really narrows, that's where it got fucked up the most. Like I'm talking houses on their sides and shit. I saw some, dude. It's a wasteland down there.
Crazy. Going. That's all there is to it.
They have, some houses down there that are on stilts. You ever see those houses that are above the water level?
Does that wipe that too?
Oh yeah, no, those houses literally smash into each other. Like there, I saw one house laying on its side up against another house that was partially caved in because another house hit it.
Wow.
Like, could you imagine being in your house and then, like, you hear a huge crash and then you look in your living room and there's another house?
It's another house, yeah.
Like, someone else's living room is now in your living room. They're just like, hey, man, I don't know how I got here either.
someone else's sloppy balls on their sofa.
Yeah, some dude, like, some dude that was just, like, jacking off to porn in his living room just gets, like, thrown completely whole and unmolested. Bad terminology, but you know what I mean. Into your living room. Like, half of his living room is now a hybrid of your living room.
Yeah.
And he's just, like, sitting there cocking him, like, dude, I don't know how this happened, but I'm going to finish myself off if that's okay.
There's going to be a lot of stress coming up soon. I need to be ready.
I'll tell you what. This is fucked up, but we'll deal with it after I bust this nut. Is that cool?
First things first, man. My prick is
Yep. So wish me luck fighting this ticket.
Wish you luck.
I hope to God that if I file a report against those two cops, it at least goes on the record. Like, I want them fired, obviously, because nobody that's that much of an asshole should be a cop. I'm sorry. Like, once you show me that that's your personality and you have power over me, like, I don't ever want you to have that power over me again.
Absolutely.
Louis, let's go on a cop killing rampage.
Okay. I despise cops so much.
Okay, Ice.
Always have it, always will.
Yeah, maybe if we don't get where we need to go and we go on that coke binge.
Yeah.
Maybe if we just want to go out.
High on coke.
Yeah, no, I mean, let's just fucking go all out. Let's go down in a blaze of glory, man. Let's kill as many cops as we can.
And drive into the sunset.
That would be so great. I mean, like, we could just like follow cops home and like kill them in their houses.
That's fine. In front of the children would be preferable.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that some of those people actually breed.
Right, man. More cops.
Yeah, when they're dead, we can also have sex with their wives because their wives would be in mourning.
Yeah. But
we have to kill their wives first before we have sex with them.
Well.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Okay, all right. Just make sure we're on the same page. No, but did you say that we'd make more cops doing that?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's what I thought you said. Yeah, you're probably. Well, you know what's going to happen? We'll probably create Batman if we do that.
We need to
just like kill some kid's parents in front of him. We're just going to create Batman, and he's going to come after us.
That's okay. We need to discredit them.
Discredit them? Yeah, you're right. We do need to discredit. But I mean, how many cops have been discredited, and people still like? There's nothing, there are no checks and balances for police officers.
No.
Like, you can have the public vilify a cop, a bad cop, and they disappear. You know, it's rare that a cop goes to jail for being the prick that they are. Like, most of the time, a cop will just get thrown off the force or be put on suspension. You know,
yeah,
like,
the cops in your case are never going to get fired over what happened. Cause
no, of course
like,
not.
Yeah.
Not even going to be mentioned to them. How much ammo there?
Yeah, probably not. They're probably not even going to.
No.
The supervisor probably thinks it's just going to go away. But I'm fighting the ticket, and I'm going to file a complaint against those two pricks.
Yeah.
Like, the white cop just decided to be a dick, you know? Like, he decided to be a dick, and he was being a dick. And he doesn't, like, the fucked up thing about it is that my license is a Florida license.
Right.
It's got a Florida address on it because I haven't changed it over yet. So by giving me that ticket, he gave me a choice of either paying it or having to fly back here from Florida to fight it.
Right.
Like, that's how much of a dick he was being.
Wow. Could you then now change your license and not have to pay that ticket?
I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty sure that they'll see that the ticket is on that license when I go to change it to a New York one.
No, if you do it, it's true.
You know, I mean, I don't know, though. I have to go to the DMV in the next couple of weeks anyway to figure that out. But anyway, gentlemen, I guess that's it.
Yeah.
All right, fellas.
All right, fuck cops.
Ladies, fuck cops. Definitely.
Yeah.
I would if she was hot enough, though. I would definitely love to fuck the shit out of a female cop.
With her baton.
Like, actually fuck her so hard she poops.
There you go.
See if a PBA card falls out of her ass, get out of tickets.
I mean, seriously, like, wouldn't you love to just completely degrade a female cop with your penis?
Rapper.